Where's the agenda? I don't have the draft. Did you have? Oh, there it is. Okay. Okay. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Okay. Welcome to the Borough Roosevelt Council meeting for July 18th, 2022 at 7:05 p.m.
You're late.
You're right, we are. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will be held remotely and also in a live feed available to the public. Okay, adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 12, 2022, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Robert Atwood?
Yeah.
Mr. Lou Esipov?
Yes.
Mr. Michael Hamilton?
Here.
Ms. Constance Herbstrom?
Here.
Mr. Stephen Mocker?
Here.
Mr. Joseph Trammell?
Here.
And Mayor Peggy Malcolm?
Here. Okay, we have a lot on the agenda tonight. So, quite a few things to report, but I think as they come about, and some of it will be an executive session, we'll discuss it then. So I'll just go right to correspondence.
No, public comment. Agenda items only.
Yeah. All right, public comment. I'm going to open the floor for public comment at
7:06.
You need a calculator to figure out what time it is here. 7:06 p.m. This is public comment on agenda items only. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak or address us or have any concerns?
I don't see a hand or anything.
No. All right, so we will close public comment at 7:07 p.m. Now we have correspondence, which we have two pieces of correspondence, an email from Alyssa Shembry, dated June 30th, 2022, regarding cannabis, and a letter from the Fund for Roosevelt Incorporated, dated July 8th, 2022, regarding cannabis cultivation in the Jersey Homestead Greenbelt.
Mayor, I'd also like to ask that the email sent to Mayor and Council members from Rick Pressler later on today around 4:38 be also entered as official correspondence in the record.
Is that timely enough? Can we enter that in?
Well, you can enter it in. Yeah,
We can't. Yeah. Well, we don't discuss correspondence anyway.
No, but I'd like it entered in as correspondence.
Okay.
I think it's an important.
Yeah, it just came in. That's why it's not on there.
Came in as an email after the agenda.
Right. After the agenda was already set, but we can add it now.
Okay.
All right. We'll go to approval of minutes from June 20th, 2022. The regular meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
You have.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion?
Motion to adopt.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Okay.
So a roll call?
Roll call.
This is to adopt
the minutes of June 20th,
2022. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esipov? Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Herbstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, the minutes have been adopted. Ordinances. We have the public hearing and second reading of Ordinance 2022-07. Calendar year 2022, ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank. NJSA 40A:4-45.14. Do I have a motion?
I do.
Second?
I'll second.
Okay, you do have to open up to the public.
No, yeah. Okay, so we're going to open this to the public for public comment at 7:09 p.m. So anyone from the public who would like to address this ordinance, this second reading? All right, I'm going to close public portion at 7:10 p.m. Okay, any discussion among council members?
Yeah, I just wanted to remind people that this is just to exceed. We're normally allowed to exceed our cap by 2.5% in any budget year should a very extraordinary expense come along. And because we're so small, you know, 2.5% of our budget really is not much in the way of dollars and really doesn't give us much leeway. So we do this every year. We're looking to increase that cap to 3.5% should we need it in an emergency situation, some unanticipated huge bill that comes in. This way we might be able to pay it. It doesn't mean we're going to spend it.
Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hoekstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
Ordinance 2022-07 has been adopted. We have first reading of Ordinance 2022-08. An ordinance amending Section 5-7, impounding and destruction of certain dogs, of Article 1, dogs, of Chapter 5, animal control, to clarify certain regulations to comport with the borough's new animal control contract and implement certain administrative fees for the return of an impounded dog. This is our first reading. There'll be a public hearing to be held on August 2nd, 2022 at 7 p.m. But for now, do I have a motion?
Lou?
Okay. And all right, Mike, give Mike a second. Any discussion? Cool. Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hoekstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
All right, and I'll just repeat that August 2nd, our next meeting, which, remember everyone, is a Tuesday, not that Monday.
Which has been advertised already.
Yeah, which has been advertised. It's because we needed the time to, enough time to lapse for the budget to be heard. Anyway, so the second reading of this ordinance will be on August 2nd. Right, consent agenda resolutions. We have one tonight. Resolution 22-75, payment of bills for July 18th, 2022. Do I have a motion?
You do.
Second?
I'll second it.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hoekstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Tremell?
Yes.
All right. Consent agenda resolution adopted.
Mayor, before we move on in the agenda, we received correspondence from the state that towns that haven't adopted their budget will need to do an amendment to the budget to allow municipal relief funds to the 2022 budget to be put in or into the budget as anticipated revenue before the adoption of the budget. And I just don't know, are we going to have an amendment for that on the agenda? Would that be at the next meeting on August 2nd? Can we do that concurrent with the budget hearing and adoption of the budget, or do we need to do that tonight?
I don't know. Are you familiar with that, Greg?
That's the CFO. It could be, in my mind, it could be an amendment prior to the adoption of the budget.
Okay.
At the next meeting, but, right.
Yeah, that's fine. I just don't want to forget. I want to make sure.
Change the line item, Mike, that's what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Kathleen's got it correct.
A letter from the state saying that we need to amend the budget to put that in as anticipated revenue, municipal relief funds.
Yeah, we would have a resolution. Kathleen's got it correct. We would have a resolution to amend before the ultimate adoption.
Good. Okay. That's fine. So that should be on the agenda for August 2nd too.
You just want to, would you like to talk to the CFO and just confirm that?
I will.
Yeah. All right.
It's important to mention the CFO because there's time frames in with respect to amending and then hearings, then the hearing and stuff. So I want to make sure George has the timeline correct.
Got it.
So you'll contact him, Mike?
I will.
Okay. Right. Reports of committee chairs. First, we have Council Member Atwood, Environmental Health and Safety.
Nothing at the moment.
Council Member Esikoff, Administration.
We're moving along. In spite of ourselves.
Councilmember Hamilton, Finance.
Nothing to report, just to remind the council we need a 2/3 vote on August 2nd to approve the municipal budget, so it's important that as many people as can make it be at that meeting. That's all.
Councilmember Hurston, Community Development Code Enforcement.
Nothing to report.
Councilmember Moffa, Public Works. Steve? I'll come back to him. Maybe he's...
Can you hear us, Steve? He's not muted.
Yeah. I'll come back to him in a minute. Councilmember Trammell, Utilities.
Nothing new, except I was at the wastewater plant the other day, and Tech, one of the engineers from Carmella's, was there, and they were doing core samples. They were doing core samples of the trickling filters, so perhaps one day soon we'll get a report on replacing the trickling filters. That's it for me.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just, Mike, you said that the budget needs to be passed by 2/3. It's just a majority of the full membership. However,
oh, it is? Okay. I stand corrected then.
Yeah, amendment is probably, that's a change, so I would say that would be a 2/3 vote.
Okay.
All right, reports of borough officials. Are there any of our officials who would like to
speak? I don't have anything.
No, okay. Anyone else?
Do
you want to check speed? Steve?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, now we can.
Okay, I had an equipment failure.
I assumed that. Okay. Do you have any report for Public Works?
No, not tonight.
Okay, we come to unfinished business. We have Robin Middleman requesting relief from the size of the headstone per the Borough Code 16.9. But I want to tell you that we will be discussing this in executive session. Okay? It's attorney-client privilege, and we will be discussing this. Yeah, it's an interpretation of the ordinance. So we'll be discussing this later when we go into executive session. New business. So I'd like to bring up something first. There's the other transportation set aside program that we're eligible for a grant, and we had, Carmella had discussed us applying for that grant, but I'm sure as you all remember, we have not received any grants lately. We've been turned down. And so knowing that we've been cautious about spending a good deal of money for Carmella to prepare these applications and then being denied, Carmella Roberts knows this is a concern for us. So she asked me to ask the council, how would you feel about, her fee would be $1,000 to have a pre-application meeting. This is the set aside grant, which would, entail improvements to the amphitheater depending on how much the grant is, but, the work that we could do at the amphitheater. So what she could do is have a pre-application meeting, and at that meeting, she will have a better idea of whether she thinks that we would be awarded this grant. Like, it'll give her a much better idea. So rather than spending the usual few thousand or several thousand dollars that it costs for her to prepare the application, This is the grant that we had asked her to tweak the original grant that we submitted, or the original application we submitted for this grant that we were denied. So this time she said what she can do is have a pre-application meeting, and she feels that she'll have a much better sense of whether it's worth it for us to actually to formally apply for the grant. And her fee would be $1,000. So it's up to the council whether you want to agree to that or...
I'd like to talk a little bit about that. I was approached by Kate John Alder, who people may or may not know, but she's a landscape architect and is at Rutgers. And she said that Gail Hunton and herself would like to talk to us about their ideas for design for the amphitheater before we move ahead with any kind of engineering designs. And I think their concern is that perhaps it would be done in an engineered kind of way that really is not in the spirit of the town. But they would like to meet with us or a committee of the council.
Yeah, Gail had discussed that with me. But this would be prior to that. In other words, we would not have to decide between like an engineering sort of outlook on it as opposed to an artistic one until we knew we were getting the grant. So this is just... Do we want Carmela to have a pre-application meeting with the state to determine whether she thinks there's a good chance we would be awarded a grant or not?
I think it would make more sense to meet with Kate and Gail first and then see if we can. Because they have ideas about how it should be done. And before we spend the money on an engineering kind of issue, we might not want to go the engineering way.
The money now would not be... for an engineering outlook. It would be for our engineer to see whether we have a good chance of getting the grant or not.
For a formal grant application, which we may or may not want to do if Kate and Gail have other ideas as to the way the design should be. But just my opinion, I think perhaps we ought to meet with them first.
Okay, well, just when, to let you know, that application deadline is November 3rd.
Yes, that's soon.
Just so you know.
Okay.
The application is due when?
November 3rd.
Well, how does everyone else feel?
I think I would be willing to talk with them before we do anything with Carmela. Not because of the money. Because let's get an idea of what they have in mind, and then we can present it to Carmela if we like what they tell us.
Yeah, I know Gail has very different ideas.
It to Carmela, and she can meld it together with her ideas to see if we can come up with something.
Yeah, I didn't get the feeling. I didn't get the sense that Carmela was going for like a design plan with this. How I felt about it was that she was just asking, like, do we want her to meet with the state to see if maybe they would tell her, probably the bigger towns will get it or tinier towns than we are. I didn't get the sense that it had anything to do with the actual design and plan and execution, but rather what are our chances of getting a grant?
Just no matter what design we use, we're going to need money to do it. For the grant. Right.
Right. So, I mean, if you all want to meet with Gail and Kate first, that's fine. Or if you want to go ahead and see if Carmela thinks we even have a good chance of getting the grant.
I agree with Lou that we should meet with Gail first.
Yeah, let's see what they have to offer.
Okay, so you can only have three if you're going to do a committee.
Right, whose committee would that fall under? Community development?
I'd say community development, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I think.
So, Connie, can you meet with them?
Connie, Lou, and Mike Hamilton.
Okay.
Okay.
And anybody else? No, you can't have.
Pardon me, Lou?
No, just a committee. You can meet with those three without advertising a meeting if the other council has suggestions, they could email you guys and you can bring it.
Or they could present it to the whole council.
Or they can hide behind the trees.
Pardon me, Lou?
They can hide behind the trees.
Connie, could you set up that meeting and let us know?
Sure.
Thank you.
And the other item of new business is the use of the Barrel Hall. There's a wrap event on August 26th and 27th, 2022, from 10 to 4 for Schlinski exhibit and auction.
I'll move that.
Okay, yeah. Second?
Me.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes. Aye. Aye.
Okay. Okay. All right, I'm going to open the floor to public comment on any item at all at 7:26. Okay. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak about anything at all? It's going to be like, usually the Evelyn Wood council meeting tonight. Blind by. All right. I'm going
to close the portion.
I'm going to close the public portion at 7:26 p.m.
You're doing better with the clock. Know that.
You know, you have to do math every time you look at it, especially because every 2 weeks, it is the same tonight as it was 2 weeks ago, but generally every 2 weeks, it started out 2 minutes fast and we're up to seven.
I know what to get you for Hanukkah.
Your computer. Hey, do we have counselor closed session? Yes, I know we do.
Yes, ma'am, we do tonight.
Kathleen will read the...
I believe the clerk has the topics.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, this is Resolution 22-76, providing for a private executive meeting that excludes the public. Whereas the Open Public Meetings Act, enacted October 21st, 1975, permits a public body to exclude the public from meetings or portions thereof wherein matters are to be discussed, which are exempted from the requirement of the Act. And whereas the said Act requires that prior to the holding of a meeting or portion thereof from which the public shall be excluded, the public body should adopt a resolution at a public meeting providing for the holding of a private meeting. And whereas the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt has determined that a meeting should be held from which the public should be excluded in order to discuss the subject which is exempted under the said Act. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Borough Council as follows, that the next portion of this meeting to be held in private session, that the general nature of the matters to be discussed relate to the matters, potential litigation, NERCO Road, right-of-way encroachment, potential litigation, Green Acres encroachment, potential contract, animal control, and items falling under attorney-client privilege regarding interpretation of an ordinance. That no official action will be taken at the meeting, but minutes shall be kept and shall be available to the public after official action on the subject matter has been taken. It is anticipated the discussion conducted in closed session can be disclosed to the public after no further action is required in this matter. So I need a motion to adopt the resolution.
Yes.
Second?
I'll second it.
I'm going to do roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Esipoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay. So everyone has to, besides the council, exit. Let's just, we're out of closed session at 8:43.
Right.
Okay. And just an adjournment.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, don't forget, everyone, that the next meeting is Tuesday, August 2nd.
Right.
Okay, not Monday, the 1st.
Motion to adjourn.
Great. Second?
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, meeting's adjourned at 8:44.
Yeah. Yep. Have a good night, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Good night.
Around campus. Bye bye.